The Traveler's Journal, December 21st, Harvesting the Past. In addition to being the birthplace of President Woodrow Wilson, Stanton, Virginia, bills itself as the Queen City of the Shenandoah Valley. It's also the site of a unique living museum that preserves America's agricultural antecedents. The Frontier Culture Museum consists of three small working farms, which each illustrate European immigrant life prior to arrival in the New World, and one that recreates life on the early American frontier. Historic houses, stables, and barns were brought from Europe piece by piece and rebuilt in Stanton. Also imported were heirloom plants and Old World animals, lop-eared pigs, and red-hided Devon milk cattle. The Rhineland farm resides in the early 1700s, when a 250,000 Germans emigrated to America seeking religious freedom and better weather. The foot-thick walls of its timber-framed home and warm kachelofen stove impart a cozy ambiance. The whitewashed stone walls of the Ulster tenant farm are typical of outposts settled by Protestant, Scotch-Irish, and Welsh dissenters who filled America's backcountry. The post and truss, mortise and tenon buildings of the English yeoman's farm came from the parish of Hartlebury, while the 11 buildings on the American farm came from nearby Virginia. But more than architecture and artifacts, the museum's farms are populated by resident interpreters who live and work the lives they portray. For anyone fascinated by history, the Frontier Culture Museum will provide a most enjoyable sojourn. For more information, check our website, travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.